Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX at 6:12. Can we take the brackets off the wall now?
I think so.
They look so pretty over there.
Final seconds playing out. End of a fabulous tournament. Rebound into the hands of Hunter. And Virginia.
There it is.
The all-time turnaround title.
So Virginia wins 85-77 in overtime, which was cool. You know, those scores in basketball, they could still be overtime scores because all that unnecessary fouling and all that. But I think the big part is the turnaround record. I think that's pretty cool.
Me too.
And that's why I was kind of rooting for Virginia for that reason, although I kind of liked Texas Tech more. The fact that you could be in the big dance, be a number one seed, and be eliminated in the first game, and then turn around a year later and win it all.
Right.
That is pretty cool. That should be a lesson to youngsters.
I just think, yeah, never give up. Right?
Never give up.
Never give up. I just love March Madness because you just never know what's going to happen. You really don't.
Thus the name, right?
I know. Tis crazy.
Did anybody even, not just on the morning show here, but at Sunbury Broadcasting in general, did anybody even come close?
No.
All right.
That's a no.
most people had Duke in North Carolina, which I thought was a little too obvious, but I had Duke in Houston and Duke winning. Duke, of course, never showed up.
My poor Murray State.
Murray State? They went deep.
They did, but they didn't win.
And here's to Bucknell grabbing some money for at least showing up in the tournament again this year and winning their conference. So there you have it. Virginia is the national champions in college basketball. Now, could we put it to bed, please?
I think so, yes. Well, especially because it's April.
Now, could I get you to start following baseball, please? Please?
Well, yeah, because the Phillies are doing awesome.
There you go. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Oh, my. Here we are.
What's up?
I just took all the brackets off the wall.
I know. I saw.
All of them.
They're garbage.
The garbage. Should we start a fire here in the corner with all this paper, or do we recycle like Laura likes to do?
We recycle.
All right, that sounds good.
I will walk them down to our IT room to put them in the paper recycling bin.
And I do need to know who won the office pool, who came the closest, because, trust me, no one picked Virginia.
No one did.
And then there are other kinds of losers. I don't know if you've been following this streak, but Chris Davis of the Baltimore Orioles took to the plate last night to set a major league record.
He's going to set the major league record. There's a shot to left. Grossman
shot to left.
Go back, and Grossman makes the catch. Huh?
Oops.
So Chris Davis, unfortunately for him, he has the major league record. He's 0 for his last 47, and tonight he's hit 3 line drives. Right?
Yes, he has.
He went on to get out 2 more times. He is now 0 for 49.
At bats.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for 49.
Go for 50, dude. I'm not even upset. I'm impressed.
Impressed. So am I. All of a sudden, here, take the brackets and recycle them.
Okay, thank you.
Because it could be worse. You could be Chris Davis of the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, but you know what? It takes a lot of talent to get to a record like that. 0 for 47 and then 49 by the end of the game last night. Go for 50.
He'll get it today, probably.
Aw.
But what if he gets a hit? He'll still own the record.
Maybe he will get hit and then he could just take a base.
It'll be the only time he's seen base.
Aww. Does your current phone system support the communication requirement?
The best songs on the radio for over 40 years. Soft Cell was there doing that Diana Ross and the Supremes thing. Tom and Laura in the morning. Let's just close Northumberland. I've been thinking about it over the past few minutes. I've been thinking, let's just some morning, because we're up earlier than anybody else.
We are.
Let's just drive right to the edge of the borough line and spread the cones out across the road.
Closed.
And just close the entire borough.
I don't know if the rest of the valley would appreciate that, though, because the last time that happened, do you recall, they kind of closed the bridge. into Sunbury.
Without telling anybody.
Without telling anybody.
Yeah.
And it created like New York City level traffic.
New York City level traffic. Now, not to be confused with that, this morning I'm coming into the borough at about 20 after 5, and I stop at the red light, and I look in all directions, and there's like 10 cars in every direction. I'm like, it's 20 after 5 in the morning. What's going on? Because usually you can get in there pretty cool. So did something happen moments before I got there or what? Why was everybody there at once?
No, are you ready? Here's why.
Okay.
Because that's how early people have to leave in order to get to work on time.
These people probably punching in at 9.
Seriously.
20 after 5, they're there. You know?
3 hours. They need to leave their homes to travel 20 miles, like 3 hours early.
I'm coming down King Street in the borough toward that red light. And I know that I'm not going to make the green light, even if it turns green, because the traffic was stacked all the way alongside the park, the King Street Park.
So
and I'm like, why is there this many people at this intersection at 20 after 5? But everybody's doing it so they could avoid all the other goofiness, like Queen Street closed, that stupid no left turn coming off the bridge, you know, all that stuff.
I'm going to get in trouble.
What are you giggling for? This isn't funny. This is crazy.
Because I turned left again.
You did not. Don't even tell me that.
There's nobody there. It really makes me super angry that they have blocked that lane. There's no reason for it.
You heard Matt. It's for safety concerns.
No, it's not. There's no reason. Do you know what's unsafe?
People, a tractor trailer trying to squeeze down Wheatley Avenue? There, that would be
unsafe.
I was
just going to say people zipping down the alleys in Northumberland going way too fast where people park their cars along their homes because they're trying to avoid the traffic that is everywhere else. PennDOT, that's dangerous. Not just allowing people to, I don't know, use the left lane as it was intended as a turning lane with the arrow.
So you did this last week.
I may or may not have done it again.
You may or may not have done it again. Oh, okay. Last week when you said that very afternoon, I was coming across the bridge from Sunbury.
Yes.
And there's a Northumberland police car sitting in what used to be Walter's Mobile there.
No way.
And I'm like, oh, look it. Laura has her very own police officer now because she said it on the radio. Now, you may or may not have done it again this morning.
I'm not saying yes or no.
Okay.
I'm just saying it is dumb. This is all dumb. It's all, I'm sorry, it's a cluster. It is a gigantic cluster.
Yes. It's a mess. And then you throw in assorted people like the water company or the gas company who wants to drill holes in the road.
Yes.
You know, when all this other stuff is going
on. And then wait
on.
For it. At some point in time, they'll have to clean up debris from underneath the bridge.
Yes.
And then it'll be, it just... Planning people, organization skills. You should have learned them way, way back when you were in middle school and high school. I'm sure you had a great teacher.
A cluster.
It's a cluster.
It's Blaze Alexander Ford.
94KX, Tom and Laura, in the morning, come to our window. It's now open 24/7. Of course, Mark Lawrence is sitting on the other side of it doing some kind of news show. But come to our window.
It's WKOK Sunrise.
Oh, yeah. That. Yeah.
Exactly that.
Oh, that.
And then in our other window, we have Rob the Sports Center, who runs back and forth doing the sports and music on Eagle 107. How do we get it all done? We're magical like unicorns. That's how.
I love unicorns.
Today is National Unicorn Day. I don't know how you celebrate that.
You go ride your very own unicorn.
Where do we find those in Central PA?
All of my ponies are unicorns in my eyes.
Oh, God.
Do you put a little horn on them to make them a unicorn?
Just for today.
Maybe.
Today is also National Name Yourself Day. I have no idea what that means, but I guess if I were to name myself, I wouldn't have an ordinary name like Tom. I would be more like Brock.
Brock
Morgan.
I could see you being a Brock, actually.
How about Reese Hoskins Morgan? That'd be a great name.
Reese Hoskins.
I love that name.
Sorry, I don't see that. That is a good baseball name.
I watch the Phillies just to watch Reese Hoskins.
My baby name, it's coming, Topanga.
Topanga.
It's going to be Topanga and... No, Laura.
Or Topanga Laura Good.
No, just Topanga, like Anna Marie... Something good.
That's
there needs to be another name.
All right.
Or Anne Margaret.
Anne Margaret, heck of an actress back in the day.
That's very true.
There you go. It is also National Library Workers Day. We had the Milton Library in yesterday. It's National Winston Churchill Day. If you look like Winston Churchill, I feel bad for you. It is National Former Prisoner of War Recognition Day.
Oh, thank you for your service.
And that's right. It's National Chinese Almond Cookie Day.
Those are so good.
I can say I've never had that before.
Oh, man, they're delicious.
And it's National Cherish an Antique Day. You know what that means. You guys have to be nice to me.
All right.
All right, news is next.
Guess I'm a bad liar.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, and that's the whole truth. It's 7:13. Good morning. We're talking about how it's National Unicorn Day and all that other crazy kind of stuff because we always have national holidays. What was it? Chinese Almond Cookie Day?
Or, those are so good.
The month of April is Autism Awareness Month.
Yes, it is.
Very near and dear to my heart. Sesame Street has an autistic Muppet.
They do.
Named Julia. And for this month, National Autism Awareness Month, they've decided to give Julia a family, which I think is a great idea. So families with a child who is autistic could kind of experience things.
I remember when she made her debut on Sesame Street. It's very cool.
So this month she has a family, which I think is very cool too.
I wouldn't say surprise, but I think it's great. I think it's really important because family really is how you're going to get through all of this. It's not an easy road, that's for sure.
Just as a child with autism may feel isolated, alone, families can often feel the same. So this is also meant to show families what they have in common.
Starfish hug. Because Julia has autism, she doesn't like big hugs, so we do a starfish hug instead.
Hopefully, she recognizes that she can work through it just like Julia does.
What a great idea. I applaud Sesame Street.
I think Julia's first friend on Sesame Street was Elmo, actually. Yeah.
Elmo loves everybody.
He does.
Very cool. So hats off to Sesame Street for moving it one step further, and please remember that it's Autism Awareness Month.
Here's the deal. Toddlers are expensive.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. With late night TV, making fun of my Red Sox, sort of, is Jimmy Kimmel.
Brock Holt, who's an infielder for the Boston Red Sox, is out for 10 days. He's on the injured list because he got poked in the eye by his 2-year-old son. His kid scratched his cornea, which, let that be a lesson to all the working dads out there. Never spend time with your children.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
We're gonna be big stars.
Yes, we are. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Before we get to the birthday buddies, and we have some special ones. Today I'm looking at the musical list. Maybe give Laura and News Guy Matt the chance to sing.
All right.
Albert Hammond Jr. is 39 today. He's in the band The Strokes. Okay, now. Gerald Way, he's 42 today. He's in the band My Chemical Romance.
I do know that band, though.
Down the list we go. Nobody. Looks like we're on our own today.
Aww. Darn it.
You guys okay?
I love to sing.
Me too.
And sometimes Central Pennsylvania wants to hear you sing.
So only sometimes.
Only sometimes.
let's not get carried away.
Let's not push it. But you know the music. It is time for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
A very special happy birthday today to Joe Malloy. He's at Topahawken Water.
Topahawken. Clean,
clear
water. There, we got to sing.
I got your chance to sing. Joe is 80 years old. 80.
Wow. Happy birthday, and Joe.
Happy birthday.
He, to me, is Mr. Topahawken, and that's how he's known in the area. So happy birthday, Joe.
A very happy birthday to Emily Barnhart from Cole Township, 37 today.
Leslie Boteller from Dalmatia is 23. Happy birthday.
Brandon Rice is 39 today.
Jeff Persing from Sunbury is 55.
Megan Hoey from Danville is 36. Happy birthday.
Cindy Long from Shamokin is 34 today.
Jennifer Snyder from West Milton is 43.
Michael Iyer from Catawissa is 39. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Darlene Kiefer. She's 65 today.
Karen Bricker from Watsontown is 45.
Taylor Sprinkle from Kramer is 27. Happy birthday.
Denise Billow from Richfield is 45.
Kelly Mangle from Mifflinburg is 42.
Tom, you'll like this name. TJ Akey from Milton, 44 today. Happy birthday.
What's up, TJ?
I actually know TJ.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Too,
it's all good. Happy birthday to Denise Logan from Ranshaw. She's 55.
Kelly Walter from Mifflinburg is 48.
Doreen Borch is 62 today. And on our text club just moments ago, Aaron Ryan DeJesus from Danville is 16 today, probably on the way to school.
Sweet 16. Happy birthday.
Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday you'd like to hear, you can always text us, 49330. Message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Or you can call us, 1-800-326-94KX. Each and every weekday morning. But first, Toboggan, clear water. Happy birthday, Joe. It's birthday buddies on 94KX.
I'm and Laura in the morning on a Try a Tuesday. Sweet Frog is in the house in downtown Lewisburg. And I don't think I've ever seen that many treats on our table at once, ever. In the history of this show, and we've had a lot of stuff in here. So we welcome Tracy from Sweet Frog. Got to be the best job in the world besides talking on the radio, doing Sweet Frog for all the people in Central Pennsylvania. Yeah, I mean, kids, right? But right. Kids of all ages.
Right, right. We have them from 1 year old up to 100. So it brings out the kid in everybody.
That's amazing. Well, Tracy, thank you so much for joining us on this Try It Tuesday and bringing all of the colorful treats.
There are so many flavors over there.
I tried a tiny spoonful of, okay, so what are those little pink round ball things?
They are called, that flavor there is strawberry poppers.
Strawberry poppers.
They're like little juice-filled, like little nuggets of awesome.
Matt gives them the thumbs up, too.
See, they're fun, right?
Matt's over there cheating. He's taking some samples.
He is. Right. So, Tracy, you did bring a couple of flavors for us to try, but how many flavors do you guys have at Sweet Frog? It seems like you always have new ones.
We have 16 flavors. Mm. We have, and I didn't count them, I'm sorry, we have like 5 core flavors that we keep all the time, mm-hmm. and then the other flavors we rotate. Right now, our featured flavor of the season is the berry tropical mixed with the no sugar added vanilla to become a berry tropical.
So there you go.
Cream. Dibs.
The berry tropical. Now, Laura's going to do that. No sugar added
vanilla.
The nose
goes. Dibs.
Because of her sugar thing. but you mix that with a tropical flavor to make like a summer
taste. It's a twist.
Taste.
Yep. You twist it. So one side it's the vanilla, and the other side it's the sorbet. And you mix it, and it comes to the cream.
So tell us about some of these other flavors. I mean, It's incredible looking over there.
It really is.
Yep. So our number one flavor is cake batter, and that tastes like a homemade ice cream. And that's how I describe it.
Okay.
Yeah, so it doesn't taste like sucking on a bowl of cake batter. It actually tastes like ice cream. Like, okay.
Oh, yeah. All of our frozen yogurts taste better than ice cream. They have because flavor. Yeah, they're just good.
Awesome. Yeah. So now if folks aren't familiar with Sweet Frog, I think we should mention that it's a literal buffet of frozen yogurt. Right. So you come in and you serve yourself, mm-hmm. and then you add whatever you want to add.
We have over 70 toppings. They start from fresh fruit to baked goods, to candies, to candy bars, all chopped up. And yeah, so that's exactly what we call it, a candy bar buffet. And I kind of liken it to when we were growing up, we had penny candy stores.
Yes.
Oh,
and
yes.
This is the new wave of candy stores.
Oh, wow.
You can just come in and get literally candy. People do.
That's a really great way to describe it. And then at the end, of course, you kind of like weigh your concoction.
You do weigh it.
And you can go from a tiny, tiny bit or a huge lot.
Except for on Wednesdays, we have what's called No Weigh Wednesday.
Really?
And you get a 12-ounce cup for $4. So you can load it up. And all in, you're at $4.
Oh, I'm just marking the calendar
today
there.
Today is Try Tuesday. Tomorrow's
No Way Wednesday. I like it.
And way being as in W-E-I-G-H.
So, yes, so way.
You don't weigh it in the end there. Have you ever seen, not that I would ever do this, Laura or Tracy, but have you ever seen somebody try to get as many toppings as possible in there?
Yes, and they're all over the floor, all over their hands.
That'd be me.
You and like the 3-year-olds that probably come in and out.
Me and
actually,
the
3-year-olds are pretty good.
Oh, really? They make like art out of it?
Yeah, they're really good. It's the older ones.
You just want to like glob it on.
The older kids like me.
We are going to go Facebook Live and make our own Sweet Frog right here in the studio. Tracy, of course, you're going to join us Facebook Live, and we can talk again about Sweet Frog. So if you're listening now and you're able to, jump on over to the 94KX Facebook page. Follow Sweet Frog, though, on Instagram and on Facebook, because I noticed, especially on your Instagram, you guys do post some, like, flavors of the month, specials that you're having. You can get some Sweet Frog merch if you want a Sweet Frog t-shirt, all that kind of stuff. So it's actually a really fun account that you can follow. Tracy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And we'll go Facebook Live right now. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is next with sports and AccuWeather. We want to thank Tracy for coming by from Sweet Frog. You know what? We could just let the music roll and just eat everything on the table. Mm-hmm. We could just eat for the rest of the morning.
If folks want to head to downtown Lewisburg this afternoon, 11:30, they open. I'm telling you, what a sweet treat, especially on a beautiful spring day like it's going to be today.
Yes. And don't forget No Weigh Wednesday, where you don't have to weigh your sweet frog at the end of your topping deluge. you could just get one price. And Tracy's the nicest lady in the world. She said she was apologizing for not being able to bring all 70 toppings.
I think she brought enough. Tracy, if you're listening, you brought enough. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Very good. Check it out on Facebook, too, if you didn't watch our Facebook Live segment just a few minutes ago. Check it out when you get to work.
Well, and I mean, there is one up for grabs on there, too.
Yes, you made one.
I made one.
And we're going to give it away to the first person who could come running and screaming in the front door.
They're allowed to. And it can be an employee of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation, or it can be whoever comes in and says, hey, I want that with the sweet frog on it, the little frog gummy.
The little gummy
it's
frog.
Up for grabs, friends. Come there and visit us.
News is next.
Hey, did you go out for breakfast?
You're driving to work right now. TLC No Scrubs, one of my favorite songs of the decade, finishing as number two.
Tom.
Number three, the Backstreet Boys. See if you know number four coming up.
I never want to hear you say, I want it that way.
Number four.
Yes. Back that.
Juvenile.
What's your back that? What's your back that?
And number five.
Stop it.
How about that, huh?
I know all the words.
Carlos Santana with Rob Thomas, the top 99.
Pop, make it real. Oh, let's forget about it.
The top 99 of 99.
Can we keep going? Can we
check
keep going?
It out online.
Can we keep going? Sure. Okay, let's do all 99.
But first, this break.
From floating in a saltwater tank to chowing down on some
Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work with 94KX. And late night TV.
Shake Shack is selling two new Game of Thrones themed menu items, which can only be ordered if customers ask for them in the show's Valyrian language. So if your date does this, know that they already struck out when they suggested Shake Shack is a good day.
Yeah, not only that, but for hardcore Game of Thrones fans, your meal is free if you show up with your sister and make out with her.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work. Maybe you're already there. Maybe you're trying to find another job. Whatever you do, don't lie on your resume. Just don't. Because nowadays, it's just too easy. Here are the top four things you don't want to do on your resume. Okay? Don't lie about anything that could easily be Googled.
Everything. This is true. Can be Googled.
A recent career builder survey found 70% of companies out there Google their job candidates while they look at their resume. And 27% of employers who they've passed on a candidate just because they found a lie. You know?
Yeah, I'm Tom Morgan. I used to work for Supercalifragilistic Broadcasting. So they Google it. It doesn't exist. No, the dude's lying.
Especially because they're looking you up on social media, most likely anyway.
There it is.
Facebook stalking. It's an art.
Number two, you can't pass a skills test. So, like, that would be, like, don't say you're great. I'm fluent in Excel. I could type 100 words a minute. I could speak Spanish. If you can't, you can't. So your employer is going to job interview. Yeah, let me see you do an Excel sheet right now. You're like, well, I'm a little under the gun. It's just like, if you can't pass the skills test, don't lie.
Oh, my gosh. For my very first French teaching job, I had to pass a French test.
Well, sure.
Right? Like, yeah. before we had a sit-down interview, they were like with the other candidates. Mm-hmm. So, like, you're in the room with everybody else who's interviewing for that job. And they put, like, a six-page exam in front of us. It was unbelievable.
And the first question was, say something in French that doesn't sound dirty. And nobody could
do it. And everyone failed.
There you go. All right. Number three, if your dates don't add up, like, a quick call or two can unravel gaps in your employment history. So don't lie about it. Don't say you worked here from 2000 all the way to 2015. You know, don't cover things up because, again, your employer will check it out. And number four, your job titles are too good to be true. Like, don't say you're the president of the company.
I'm the president of the world.
That's right. You know, there are people that zip up the corporate ladder pretty quick. And if that's you, great. But most people just kind of embellish a little bit. Don't do that.
No, not a good idea.
And have a good work day.
It's Blaze Alexander Ford's Tax Eliminator. That's right. It's that time of year where we must liquidate some inventory or pay a huge liability.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. As long as we're talking about the fact that I am a senior citizen and I'm not. Well, I kind of am an AARP kind of dude. My favorite teacher in eighth grade, Sister Mary DePazzi.
Okay.
She was an amazing woman, an amazing teacher, an amazing nun, whatever. If she were around today, and I'm pretty sure she's not, although nuns do live to be about 150, if she were around today, I would nominate her as our 94KX Service First Outstanding Teacher.
Aww, very if she were around.
Now, Sister Irene, who I had in fifth grade, used to beat me senseless for no reason at all.
So you would not be nominating her?
I would not nominate her.
Fair enough.
So, if you have a favorite teacher or your youngster has a favorite teacher, here's a chance to win their school some money, right?
That's right. And our very first teacher, congratulations again to Mrs. Demansky from Mount Carmel Area School District. She is a 7th and 8th grade math teacher, won herself and her school $1,000 donated, of course, from our friends at Service First.
You were there yesterday.
I was there. Great classroom. Such a friendly staff at Mount Carmel area. I was welcomed by Marcy. Shout out Marcy. What's up? She's in the office. How you doing? We're basically best friends now.
Okay.
But anyway, no, myself, Kelly and Sarah from Service First, we all went, we took a nice picture, and then the Mount Carmel TV production class is doing a story on Mrs. Demansky for winning. So,
oh, that's great.
You can nominate your favorite teacher. And I will say, after posting that picture yesterday, I was sort of inundated. I get the notifications from our contest.
As soon as they see how it works.
Yep. I was inundated with the nominations, and some of them are so beautiful, such wonderful tributes to teachers throughout our Fair Valley that people just love and want to see honored.
So do it now.
Do it now. WQKX.com for Outstanding Teacher with Service First.
Tom and Laura in the morning. Sean Carey's on the way next. Did we save Sean any sweet frogs?
Yes, we did.
Did we really?
Also saved Kyle some.
Okay, good.
Plenty in the freezer.
All right, good.
And then there is that one that's up for grabs.
No one picked that up?
Nobody picked it up.
Not
so
even
far.
An in-house employee?
Oh, now that I can't guarantee. I bet Kevin got it.
I say that was surprising if that hasn't been
Kevin
picked up yet.
Yeah.
I think Kevin got it.
Probably Kevin got it.
That's good. Now, thank you so much again for Sweet Frog for coming in today. It was a lovely breakfast treat.
I'm going back.
Me
I'm
too.
Going back in a no way in Wednesday.
With your AARP discount.
Oh.
Will you just stop with that? Have a good day, everybody.
Bye.